I know he's,
he's, I'm he's looking for good seats.
He's not listening to me. Oh my god,
I'm busy.
Look, why? Go live.
Busy to pay attention to your show.
Yes.
Roll the credit.
Is this thing on?
The foul mouth tirades of Jeffrey Evans.
Welcome back, bitch.
It's like old times. I love
I know. Jeffrey's been gone for like a month.
It's been a busy boy. We're gonna talk all about it in just a second. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, squirrels and dogs, and everything in between. We are Uncensored Radio. This is UCR Live, and I have the lovely panel with me, as always, the vivacious Vera. Picky little Christina, as Mr. Uncensored himself, Jeffrey Emmett. But last but not least, we have star of the moment, Miss Katrina A. Johnson is here as well. Hey, hey girl. Hey.
Hello. Look how I got booted out of the middle spot.
Emmy, well, when did you get your last Emmy nomination for a project, Vera?
Never.
So, girl, well, let's talk to you because you've been busy. You've been a busy bitch.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Yes. Jeffrey makes me
I love
nervous.
Your hair.
Oh, it's huge. It's just doing what it wants to do.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very fabulous.
Oh, yes.
It's, you know, it's this new feature on you know, you can just filter yourself. But life is
really
good. They released a new episode of the docuseries that I am doing, and I hated it. But other than that,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's talk about this. You haven't been on the show proper since, you know, all of that bounced. Let's talk about how that's been for you, Kat, because I've been in the background watching it happen to you. You just had a normal life and then that show came on TV and what happened?
Well, life got very busy.
Yeah.
And TV studios started pulling up to my house for interviews, and I was doing interviews in New York this last weekend and all kinds of fun stuff. Busy, 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 basically.
Busy, busy, wow. Miss Katrina A. Johnson. What has been the reaction from people that you know? I know that a lot of fans and stuff have reached out through social media. What's been, you know, your circle's reaction to everything that's been happening?
Well, I think everyone is kind of surprised, right? I didn't really tell anyone about it. Mostly because I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know what was on the show. They didn't tell me. So I didn't tell anyone that I know to watch it. I didn't tell anyone. And then I just started getting, like, the week that it aired, texts like, oh, my God, I saw you. Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you say you were in it? And I'm like, well, I didn't know what it was about, and it was a little scary. So I was watching it for the first time along with everybody else.
And it's a bit hard to, you know, avoid – oh. Hey, there we go. Had microphone malfunction then. It's a bit hard to avoid attention when you're in like Variety.
Right.
Like hello, you're like, bitch, that's me.
All of my local neighborhood restaurants that I go to are all, everyone's like, oh my God, we didn't know. We just thought you were this loud alcoholic. We're like, we didn't know you also partake in entertainment. We didn't know that was you.
You're like,
oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, we used to watch you. I guess you never know. And then a lot of people are like, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. And I'm like, okay.
You didn't watch it.
Nothing. Like, nothing really bad happened to me, but yeah, thanks. Some people on the internet are like haters, though. They say some mean shit.
Yeah. Have you been to the Reddits lately? Whoa, girl.
No, just in my inbox. They take the time to put me down personally and let me know.
They can.
Look, there's got to be a villain, right? So they have to have somebody to go after. I mean, and that's the shitty part of the whole thing, right? This is part of the problem. This is why people don't come out. This is why people don't speak out. It is because of people like that who go and then attack people. Like you, sure, was your experience different than other people's? Yeah. Did you have your own issues? Yeah. You touched on that a little bit. And then you were honest about your feelings, and that got attacked. Like, it's wild. It's absolutely
people
wild.
Are like, I'm glad they called you fat. You're a stupid hoe. You're a bitch. You're a
oh my God.
I don't even know you. What I do. They're like, you want parents suck. They're assholes. They had no business running your career. And what did they know? I'm like, what? I have professionals running my career, an agent, a manager, a publicist, a whole team of lawyers, all the Nickelodeon people. Like, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with my parents.
Yeah.
But yeah. Haters.
Even with
haters gonna hate. I know, right? Yeah,
they'll pick and choose what they want to say, what they want to, you know, feature out of it. But look,
but it's, you know what else I saw?
What?
I saw that Mark Summers had the same wool pulled over his eyes too. Mm-hmm. His whole interview said he even said, like, on the side, what was it, Z100? He said, he goes, I went in because they told me it was a show about Nickelodeon. He goes, I never even met Dan Schneider. He goes, never, not once did he have to do with my show. He goes, and then they pulled me and started showing me all these things. He goes, whoa, 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 this is not what I signed up for. Yeah. And he walked up. Like, I felt so, like, again, I feel so bad for you guys. Like, they really fucked you over. Like, they put you in a position that you should not have never, ever been in. Like,
right.
Anyway.
If you go, and I'm sure we could find the dates of when, like, we got the message about this. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on air.
It's on Instagram.
About you going to do it.
The messages are still on the Instagram.
We talked about this, I think, in multiple steps, though. There was somewhere at a point before the trailer or something about a possible, like, thing that you were going to do about Nickelodeon. Like, we were
they didn't say anything.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they purposely said it wasn't going to be a hit piece. And that's exactly what it ended up being. Because you would always, I know, because we've done all these things together. Have always said you are not going to partake in a hit piece because that wasn't your experience.
And then I did.
But you were tricked.
Unknowingly, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there was someone else that had the same thing lately. I mean, everyone is starting to come forward, but Raquel from The Amanda Show went on her TikTok. And has left a few videos saying exactly what I've been saying, that she didn't even know what the show was about. And then it ends up being all of the bad experiences only. And then they had a big panel about what to do moving forward and a screening of the latest episode as a presentation for the Emmy nod, like a presentation like, here, accept us for the Emmys. And they didn't invite us to this big panel. They make this whole movement with our testimony and our experience, but then they don't let us be a part of the panel that's actually going to make the change. So it's interesting how that was all handled, because we're all finding out from each other's social media, because they kept us all separate, that we all had a very similar experience.
And for the people that did have traumatic experiences, it's horrible, right? It's not okay. Yeah. Nobody's saying that anything that happened to them was an okay thing, and the people that hurt them should be held accountable and punished. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's justifying any of that.
Nobody's saying that's okay, right?
Because had a different experience does not negate theirs, but it also doesn't negate yours. Like, that's all. And you, again, you had people going on about your way and different there, you know what I mean? It's a different experience. And I think that's what people were missing. Like, yours still had its issues.
We're going to just give Katrina 2 seconds. She has to go get a power supply before she docks out. So we'll take her out for a sec. Okay. But, oh, hey, no, that was not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do this. But it was very super interesting to see the reaction in real time. And as Jeff said, we've kind of been down this path of them approaching her and, like, you know, and right. It all happened. It wasn't even if, like, it came through social media, it came through Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Right. It was,
well, sad. And Angelique had the same thing because they reached out to Angelique,
yeah,
and she ended up bailing out.
Well, she has her own story, and I understand, well, you know, we've not necessarily got it. Related to it. Yeah, we've talked to her about it.
We've got that, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I've known these girls a very long time. We filmed multiple shows together, and nobody's ever really wanted to listen to Angelique.
No.
She's told her story many times in public, and nobody wanted to hear about it.
So if you want to go back and watch, we spent I think nearly an hour with Angelique on all her career highs and lows and everything. So right. That's there as well. She's back. So Katrina, question,
One more thing. If you wanted to catch up with Angelique, you can just look her up. She's in Rolling Stone magazine and Business Insider this week. So if you want to check out. There you have it.
There you go, Leaky.
She back. I don't know how you feel about it. You kind of just talked about it then briefly, but having the documentary is an amazing thing, especially for someone like Drake Bell, who was, you know, really suffered at the hands of a couple of different abusers and, you know, lack of attention. But how do you feel about seeing them on a red carpet?
Who?
Drake Bell and a couple of the former All That cast were on a red carpet with two of the documentarians.
Yes.
Recently?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. So
it was a party put on by HBO Max and the ID channel. And it was a panel to, like, raise awareness and discuss what should be done next in the entertainment industry to help children. But they kind of only invited Giovanni and Brian, who are the three most vocal, the three getting the most headlines that are continuing the narrative of abuse. And then the rest of us who were also in there weren't even invited. I think that was, I don't know. I don't think that was cool. I don't have a problem with Drake being on a red carpet. He was the whole point of the show, basically. Right. I think that's fine. And I think if the documentarians want to be featured and seen and heard, that's fine too. They did a good job. They made a good product. But the other ones, I think, are highly unnecessary.
Yeah. It's a weird flex. But look, I'm sure there's more. There's talk about, you know, a second season, a different take on stuff. So I'm sure that story is still unfolding as to what will go on with Quiet on Set. But we've also been busy because Katrina and Luke and I sat down two weeks ago now, for an interview with Blake Lewis, American Idol alumni.
Oh, he's got forward. A heart on his junk.
Yeah. forthcoming with a lot of stories. But
yes.
Miss Katrina A. Johnson has been our bitch on the move. Mm-hmm. Where did you go this week, Giddy?
I went to his concert in Hollywood.
Yeah,
Blake Lewis and friends, and let me tell you, that was one hell of a show. He had quite a few of his American Idol co-stars and fellow alumni there. Also, Paula Abdul was there.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that was that.
She is so tiny. She's like 4'9".
She's cat message. Cat messaged me and she's like, Paula Abdul was there. I said, did you break out like a sneaky 8 count in front of her? And she's like, I would have busted a hip and lost a tit. I said, yeah, but you would have got her attention and you could have screamed, I'm on my podcast.
I'm like, you know, why didn't I think of that?
Hello.
I sure did get Elliot Yamin's phone number.
There we go.
So, you know, we're going to get him on.
Yeah. But it was a good night.
You were like, it was so good. And can I just tell you, Elliot's song, Wait For You, panty dropper. I was like, oh my God.
Now I'm supposed to do it.
Oh my God. And then I saw him outside and I was like, so do you do podcasts? He's like, no. I'm like, well, you're going to. He's like, yes. So they on our show, and this was like Monday night, I go, and his episode comes out tomorrow. And he said he was doing a show and that you would be here. And I was like, well, I used to have a crush on him. He goes, what? You did? I'm like, yeah. And I told him, and he said, well, come here. He'll be here. I'm like, and there you were. Penny dropper. And he's like, what? Okay, yeah, I'll do the show. Take my number. Here and now, sometime in the near future, we will be having Elliot the panty dropper.
Are we switching shows? Like we went from Power Rangers, now we're going to go through American Idol alum?
No.
Can we get Dodger next? Doesn't matter.
It could be some power in our future as well. You never know. Katrina's made a busy
I know,
girl.
But I just like...
Would you like the Grey's Anatomy cast? If you could do that.
Are you kidding me? Can we make a stop through, like, you know, 90210 cast and Melrose Place?
I would love to.
We were talking
to someone that was on 90210 about possibly coming on, but we haven't heard from them for a little while. We might have to touch base because they have a lady that had another TV show that she couldn't talk about at the time. So we'll see. That's all I'm going to say.
Do I know who it is?
You do. But she's here. She's here in the flesh, but she's going to get to watch her shaking bosoms on camera now because it's time. For this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
Luke and I were having a conversation last night. We feel like it's time for a hot load of hot topics shirt, Katrina. How do you feel about that?
I think it needs to happen.
Okay.
How does it become interactive? Like, how do we get it to shape? Like,
maybe we can get one of those hologram shirts.
Oh yeah,
We get that shit happening. I think that's what we need to do. Breaking news today: former football star, actor, definite killer, OJ Simpson. Dead at 76 from cancer.
I actually really paused, but the thing, when I finally saw the tweet that came out and realized it was from his kids, that made me feel horrible because those kids, no matter what way you look at this, have been through a living hell their entire existence on this earth.
Yep.
And now they get to swim in the money that he had.
He doesn't have any.
Don't worry about it. They are going to be just fine.
I read an article
that he was flowing. That he was flowing with money. That he has assets out the ass. Who's going to get it and what goes where and. Maybe that's what I read.
Wait, why do you think he went to jail? How he ended up going to jail was because he was trying
to steal the memorabilia so he could sell it for money.
Because he didn't have it. He
was stolen from him and he was stealing it back.
Yeah.
I thought he gave it away and then he realized it was going to be worth something. And so he tried to steal it back.
Either way, he was trying to get it back because he needed the money.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was ridiculous the fact that someone such a high social profile could get away with a crime, but whoops. Wow. Too late.
I read something today in the New York Post that said O.J. Simpson was bragging about having sex with Kris Jenner in the early 90s in a hot tub.
There was that rumor that he was Khloe's father.
That's why he's Khloe's dad.
Yeah, there was that rumor back.
Oh, my God. You guys are talking – you're saying Chris, but I was –
You're thinking Bruce?
I was thinking Caitlyn. Like,
never a Kardashian.
I didn't know he was bisexual.
What if you have children, Jeffrey?
That's when you finally said Khloe, and then I'm like, oh.
I think it's very much a Prince Harry situation with Khloe. Like, Khloe now looks a lot like her sisters after
much surgery.
However many surgeries. But back in the day, she very much looked like OJ. That's all I'm saying. if you want to go do a side by side, it's like apple didn't fall far from the tree. I'd watch it. I'm lucky Chloe can't stay married.
If she was just like a little darker, then maybe I would believe it. But
yeah, look. Died of cancer. Good. Hope it hurt.
Yeah, same.
Like,
bye, Felicia.
When you. We always have this conversation about, you know, artists and art and separating that when someone murders someone in cold blood, and I know he was acquitted, but let's be real.
Everyone thinks he did it.
When you murder the mother of your children in cold blood, I don't think you get sympathy. I'm sorry. and he's always been very cocky about that whole book. And the book cover, If I Did It, it's like, right. It's just not the vibe.
I don't want to talk ill about the dead, but seriously, dude.
I got no problem talking ill about the dead.
Yeah, it was good news.
Fuck him.
I mean, so like I put on the article, I think this is the best news I've heard all year. I am happy, and I hope his wife kills him a second time in heaven or wherever the fuck they are.
I don't think that's where he's headed. I don't think that's where he's headed. But we we're all here. No one solar eclipse died. No.
I was hoping somebody would get raptured up and I could steal their car.
Did you guys have total blackout though?
Oh, yeah, we were total blackout here in Auburn.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah. We didn't have total blackout, but it was so freaking cool.
Jeff stepped out in the middle of the dark and said, "Who turned off the lights?"
The fuck is going on? You can just see him. That was awesome.
It did precede
an earthquake. I don't know if you guys felt it up there. But we had an earthquake in Jersey.
And then according to Ms. Nodge, it came on
Turtle Island.
But the problem
is 4.8.
Yeah, but the earthquakes in New York, the plates shift like this. So even a 4.8 is less violent than on the West Coast where the plates shift like this. So you get much more damage on the West Coast than you do on the East Coast.
Katrina A. Johnson is jogging on a fault line and loving her life.
We're used to it out here. It happens all the time.
I don't want Katrina to ever happen again.
Katrina's ready to snap up into the... Katrina's going to have oceanfront property one day. She's like, it's ready.
She's ready.
I was on an extension bridge in California during an earthquake once. No. Talk about freaking scary. That was scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
No.
That would.
Well, first, there was like this huge boat with a big mast going through the bridge. And at first it looked like the boat was shaking. And I said to the guy I was with, I was like, why is the boat shaking? And he said, it's an earthquake! And I'm like, oh, fuck! Because I was here. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I'm like, oh, fuck! And I grabbed the dashboard of the truck. I'm like, what do we do? He's like, we pray!
You hold on. Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
You're on a bridge. What can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, stop, drop, and roll.
How long can you hold your breath?
The bridge was up, you know, so that the ship could go through, and it just looked like the mast was doing this. And I'm like, why is that mast doing that? You know?
Our bridge is breaking. It goes, boop.
That's not okay.
No.
The bridge did not break. We're fine. Though the guy did turn out to be a jerk. Oop.
What a great segue. Things breaking and guys turning out to be a jerk. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher have come forward and announced that they are separating. But
Weird timing.
I separated in 2023.
Yeah.
So didn't they do that already?
Now, the funny thing is, if you read our comments section, this kind of blew up a little bit with people going, hey, rah, rah, rah. Hey, she just wants his money. I'm like, they were together for 18 years. That's like,
yeah.
Like, doesn't Isla Fisher have a successful career of her own with her own money?
Ish. But yeah, she's also got his baby, so she don't really need to work. Let's be honest, you know, she can be kept in a lifestyle. Let's be honest. To.
Look at her and look at him.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I mean, not that he's a homely dude. Like there's an attractive quality to him. But I mean, she's much more attractive than him. But I could see where, he's kind of funny. He's kind of got that thing. You know what I mean? I could see where somebody be like, oh, okay. But he's a goofy fuck.
I thought he was kind of hot as Ali G.
Rocket Street.
He certainly was not hot as Borat.
The same color, no? No,
yeah, it didn't do it for me.
Parts where he looks good.
Yeah. He was originally meant to play Freddie Mercury in that Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
I could see that.
I could see it too.
And he stepped away from Bohemian Rhapsody because they refused to basically dive into the whole AIDS gay story. Like, he wanted to make it like a real biopic of Freddie Mercury with warts and all, and the reality of the situation, not just gloss over it. And so that's why Sacha Baron
Cohen stepped away.
Yeah, that's why Sacha Baron Cohen stepped away from it. But it's interesting that a lot of people are like, oh, just because Rebel Wilson came forward, I'm like, let's be real, people.
Yeah.
They have known that this book was coming for a long time because there's been her book is not available in Australia at the moment. It's been pulled off the shelves because of the legal implications of what she said, because she was originally not naming him as the asshole that she worked with, but then he wouldn't stop.
Literally?
Yeah, she was, and then she just let sent it on Instagram live. And now the story's out there, so...
Wait, what happened? I'm so confused.
So he sexually harassed her and bullied her on the set of a movie that they worked
what
on.
Movie?
I don't know, some shit. Some
not
shit.
A hit.
Yeah, not a hit. Oh, maybe if you like those kind of something about soccer. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It's murky, but yeah. He was a bully and whole thing, and they've been trying diligently to get this book buried.
Is anybody really surprised that he's a bully?
No.
Yeah.
He's always given me big Russell Brand energy.
I'm surprised he's a bully. Yeah. He's funny, and funny people bring joy. They're not supposed to be assholes.
Part of his funny is bullying. I mean, that's part of his funny.
I mean, there's a butt to every joke, right? But it's supposed to be smart comedy, right? He's usually making fun of culture and not like one person directly. It's like,
yeah, but he goes really, really far with his shit. Like, he goes over all the fucking line.
I think we all appreciated the Rudy Giuliani thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Like, you can use your powers for good, you can use your powers for evil.
Wasn't it his shit that where Lunel was like, feel my scar? Wasn't it Lunel?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was Grimsby.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
But what the fuck is going on with Rebel that it feels like she's just kind of...
putting it all in the fuck it bucket and going, fuck Hollywood.
She came out of the
Pitch Perfect.
The closet, lost the weight,
they've got a child now as well.
She was engaged to that beer heir for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah. She might be just done with the games and be like, yeah, what? I'm gonna put everyone on blast. You've treated me like shit. I don't care if this burns bridges. It's going to make me enough money
to live
for the rest of my life. Fuck you all.
Well, she's probably got enough money now to support her for the rest of her life.
Well, that's what she said about Pitch Perfect. She's like, they went back, I think it was number two or number three, and they were like, her offer was $8 million, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But she was looking at other people around her, and they're paying other stars, perhaps, of that movie, and looking at their pay rate, and she's like, you know what? Pitch Perfect. Who's the one of the first people you think of when you think of that movie?
Her.
So she goes, yeah, I'll come back if you put a 10 in front of that million. And lo and behold.
Ooh, good for her.
She said, said there's a time in your career when you're in demand where you have to make those decisions whether you're going to go, you know what, I'm worth it if I'm, you know, the star of the franchise. And look, they made three of those movies, and I'm sure they would all get, you know, residuals from not only the movies but the soundtracks, because they all sang on those soundtracks. So there's good residuals coming through from Pitch Perfect, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, like, she's done a lot of other stuff as well. So,
well, some of her other stuff is underrated, but it's pretty funny.
Well, like, have you guys ever seen...
Which surprised me?
No, Bachelorette. That's what I was about to talk about. Did you ever see Bachelorette? She was in Bachelorette with Isla Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Sacha Baron Cohen's wife. That was like a black comedy. He thought it was going to be a comedy, and you turned like get to the end, you're like, oh shit, things got real dark all of a sudden.
But
it was,
it was a great movie. How to Be Single or something. There was that one.
That was
and
good. Then,
what was the one with Anne Hathaway where they're like thieves or something?
Oh, right. Was it
cute.
Can't think of it. Sorry.
I had a TV show for a while.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I actually liked that TV show.
A sitcom, Fun Night, or Big Fun Night, or something like that.
Yep.
That was cool.
I did like that show.
Yeah, it's cool. So she's been, like, busy. So
she definitely made a cameo on Bridesmaids.
She was like the sister, right?
Yeah, she was.
The twin.
Yeah, she had her back.
Yeah, she put peas on her back.
Yeah, she was peas on her back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't part of the bride.
That's right. Expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got the tattoo in the back of a truck. Nice. Yeah. Well, look. We like to Rebel's writing what she knows, and I don't know how much you guys know about this next story, but this lady wrote about what she knew. Her name's Carrie Richens, and she wrote a book about helping children grieve the loss of a parent. It's been revealed recently that she poisoned her husband to death.
Yes.
Jeffrey,
what the heck is, like, I know we write what we know, but that's like creating your own business model, right? Like, that's
it's a beautiful touchy feely book about how to help. She helped her son deal with the loss of their father, and she's the one that killed the father. Like, talk about, I know, right?
Oh my god,
you can't just make that shit up.
It's brilliant, is what it is.
So, he was
it's like, did she have the book idea first, or did she have the idea?
imitating life,
right? Yeah, exactly. Like, which one came before? Oh my god.
She's a mother of three children, and her husband, Eric Richens, died of poisoning via fentanyl. He was found to have five times the lethal limit in his system.
Now, wait a minute. Fentanyl, how do they know that she did it?
Oh, this is how we know. She was charged with murder as well as a charge relating to possession of GHB, a narcolepsy drug often used recreationally. The reason that we know is because an unnamed acquaintance stepped forward who sold her the drugs. Kill him.
You motherfuckers, if you rat me out, I swear to God.
But wait a minute. Did she go to this person and say, I'm going to go kill my husband? How did they know that she didn't buy it for the husband and he knew? Like, I don't, what does it prove?
This is, okay. Because it's also been it's also been noticed that Carrie had tried to change her husband's life insurance policy.
Life insurance.
To make herself
There you go. Thank you.
Something that was rectified just before his death, making his sister the beneficiary. And court papers are showing that he had been trying to divorce her previously, but hadn't been served before he died. They were on a family holiday, and the sister said to the family, "If Eric ever dies,
it's this bitch.
She killed him." Yeah, she killed him. Like they've been suspicious on them for a while. This is all like in the articles. He had a disagreement with her at a family function and got sick straight after.
Ooh.
And he said that she's trying to poison him.
Yeah. And she, that's what, yeah. Yeah. And magically got ill. And so sister is
trying
to be an entrepreneur and well,
but haven't you learned anything from crime shows? Like, why do you wait like 2 or 3 years after the life insurance thing has like settled down?
Never try to change the life.
Yeah, like, it's like the number one tip.
So she's definitely not the beneficiary then. You gotta you're married to him because then you get the life insurance.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And look, we have learned because OJ got away with it, so why couldn't she?
Yeah, this is true.
Because she was nobody and she was
a Kardashian
messy.
To defend
OJ had a lot more money than she did.
True.
Yeah, she was messy. Real messy.
Yeah. That's some fucking Lifetime movie bullshit, right?
We'll see that movie, I'm sure.
That's probably how she got the idea.
Let's write the script and we'll start filming it, and that could be your Emmy. Oh,
I know that it's a bit of a deal breaker, Katrina, but she is a brunette.
I mean, I'm kind of a brunette.
We can make Roger play the husband.
It could be semi-autobiographic or semi-biographical, you know, based on.
It could be like when you make her a brunette. Does it matter?
It's her Lindsay
Lohan
changed with her hair
Lohan
color.
Played Elizabeth Taylor.
Exactly. Except better.
I think Katrina can do it just the way she is. She doesn't have to change it.
Exactly.
Fear is going to be your PR.
Yep.
You're going to have everyone uncensored working.
I'll just be like your assistant. I'll just follow you.
I got to start smoking again if I'm going to do PR. My girl, we got to do a story on my girl.
Jen, come cheap.
Yeah, I'm calling the Times. We're gonna get her in the Times.
Yeah. She's already
gonna be a 10 in front of that million.
Yeah. That's Luke's job. He's the agent.
If you want her on Good Morning Atlanta, they've got to put a 10 in front of that million.
You gotta come to her. She's not coming to you.
Yeah. That's a very good segue. People stepping forward when we didn't think that they would. Did you guys even know that Anna Paquin was sick?
No. I did not.
So
I had forgotten that she was brunette.
Yeah. Well, you watch True Blood for long enough and you think she's blonde.
Yes,
it's okay.
I forgot. But I remember her from the piano player movie when she was a kid. Yeah. She's definitely a brunette then.
Yeah. So she's she's come forward to reveal that she's had a. She hasn't revealed what the sickness is, but mobility and speech issues for the last 2 years.
Wow,
it sounds like MS. Wow.
Right,
it sounds like MS. But it could be a couple other things.
I was thinking maybe she had a stroke, but still, what is to go with all these girls getting MS?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's kind of scary.
Terrifying,
kind of scary,
especially when you look at Christina, like Christina Applegate and Selma Blair, who
worked
on the same right. Like,
wow. Right, it's you like, know, ooh. It was like their radon on their set somewhere.
Just the women that I know personally, that have all been diagnosed in the last like 10 years is a little scary.
Right.
We got to like find out it's something that's,
yeah, you know, like something in our tampons.
You never know. I was going to say it's a birth control.
Oh, you know. Honestly.
Oh, no. I use both of those things.
I got rid of the birth control a while ago. Not like Man. Anything else. I don't think like IUD would do that to you. I think the daily pill, I think that's a huge cause of it. Like,
can we just say it's milk? I can go without that.
Yeah. It's definitely the milk.
It could easily be any additive that's in our food.
So. Oh my God. Wait, milk? I don't know. Let me tell you. You know, I got to do the lactose thing. I got like Arctic Zero ice cream. It's like a dairy-free dessert.
Is it water?
Oh, yuck.
I don't know what the hell it is. And it was like, you know, damn near zero calories for like the whole container. So it was like,
whatever happened for eating that.
Oh my God in heaven. Like,
you shit like an animal?
No, nothing like that. Actually, it was fine.
It was lactose free.
No, I eat lactose ice cream. I don't have a problem. It tastes just fine. But this shit, I don't know what. I couldn't readily identify it, but we should give it to prisoners.
Why? It's horrible.
Like a watered down sperm.
That would be fine.
At least he knows that.
What happened to you, Jeffrey?
Yeah. Explain. Yeah.
It's hold on. I'll be right back. Let me.
Just a taste? Wait, come on. He's gonna go get it.
Just the spoiled underpants as proof.
Remember when everyone was shitting themselves for eating those chips with anal leakage on the back in the 90s?
Olestra, wasn't it?
Yes.
Olestra.
Oh my God.
Anal leakage may cause
also,
anal leakage.
Butterfish gives you anal leakage, but it's worth it, I tell you.
Arctic Zero.
Okay.
Non-dairy frozen dessert, chocolate peanut butter, non-GMO, certified plant-based, 180 calories. Okay. And this is chocolate peanut butter. And I just realized it says enjoy it at its creamiest by microwaving for 30 seconds.
Why do you need to microwave ice cream?
Right.
No, so it like doesn't have that frost. It's probably frosty because it's like not.
And
it
says a non-dairy delight made from sustainable sourced faba?
Oh my God, gross.
Faba beans to provide you with a smoother texture that allows the flavor to shine.
How was your gas, Jeffrey? How was your gas? Was it shining?
I didn't.
I bet you the air in my mouth tastes
so
better.
It doesn't even look.
Did you microwave it?
No.
It looks like spackle. It looks like you're going to go and do tiling.
He doesn't actually have a story. He was just feeling hungry.
He's hungry. He's
not even got anything.
That's right.
No. I'm going to go.
What is the point of this, Jeffrey? That's good for you.
This is a sweet treat.
So, because I could. It tastes like sawdust.
Doesn't every non-fat food taste like that?
All the non-fat fake food is gross.
Yes. I'm sorry. I've been eating the non-fat fake food since I was 8. I'm still fucking fat.
I can make ice cream out of bananas, and it tastes just fine.
You know what's not bad is ice cream made with coconut milk.
I don't know. We can't hear you, though.
Coconut's a real food, so that's fine.
Christina,
you can make ice cream with bananas, and it's just fine.
There you go.
I said, go heat it up, and then tell me how it is.
Go back to buying those. What were they? Were they Twix bars? What did we have to do with them?
I have the Snickers ice cream bars.
Did you have them in Jeff's house?
I have them. No, I have them here.
What does that say?
I get the Twix ice cream bars. They're pretty good.
They are good.
There's like a coating on my tongue now.
It's aquafaba from the fava beans.
Ooh.
The shit that you rinse off it when you're cooking.
Well, just at least you're doing the right thing and trying to be like, you know, eat the right stuff.
Health conscious.
We're all a little bit health conscious, a little bit body conscious. I don't. This has caused a little bit of controversy on the page too. There's been a bit of social commentary on Travis Kelce's body.
Why are they worried about him? Not on her.
Oh, for the fuck's sake! Shut up.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my fucking ass!
This man who just won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is only 110 kilos. So that's not.
We don't know what that means.
That's how I think 180 or something.
What does that mean? 2.2 pounds for 1 kilo. So yeah, 110. He's 240. He's
240. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. He's an athlete. He's as tall as shit, and he's a football player.
Listen, and he probably during the season works out 6 hours a fucking day. Yes. And since the day he put that football trophy in the air, he's been sleeping in and eating cheeseburgers.
And
so he's a little flabby. Mm-hmm. And by August, he'll look fine again.
Let's look at this picture again. That's not flabby. That's a normal human being.
Well, right. But for a... He's not cut.
Isn't that like dad bod? Is that like considered like dad bod? Like,
Not even. That's, right? That's
he's not cut.
That's a dad bod.
Yeah.
That's his dad bod on the
beach. Dad bod? Have you seen his brother?
Well, and
yeah.
You know, come on, Jason Kelce.
He's like, I've become you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on his brother's podcast saying that they're in the same weight class now.
Mm-hmm. He's eating at all of the finest restaurants around the world these days.
Yeah.
Good for him. Girlfriend.
He'll have his fucking life, dude.
He'll be fine. Don't even
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like girlfriends flying him all over the world to come to concerts and stuff. They're in the Bahamas on a holiday. Hell.
Yeah.
And if that's a negative male body image, then I must be a fucking walrus or something. Because I don't understand. I know, this is the thing. But you don't talk about it when it's men rarely, you rarely talk about men. They're either fat or they're hot.
Elon Musk sure did get 10 pounds of shit on when he was on that yacht with his big belly and his white skin.
Well, that's because he looked like fucking powder.
And then he went from the zoo.
But see, the public response to his body made him go on those empty.
He did not look nearly as fit as Travis Kelce looked in that picture. That picture of him, he was far more round than Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm just saying, he's right. We don't hear about men very often. Nobody cares.
No, we don't.
Shit.
The
most wealthy man in the world.
Well, what's the first thing out of Jeff's mouth? Is like, look at her got.
Oh, my God. It was clearly a joke to be.
Fuck you and your joke.
The argument has been made that, you know, if like we are being programmed, well, not being programmed, we're relearning programming when it comes to commenting on people's bodies at all.
Right.
Right? If someone were to comment about Taylor's weight and not his, that'd be an issue, right?
Right.
In this day and age. So why is it okay for them to comment on his weight as well? Just don't talk about people.
We're an equal opportunity offender.
This is it. Don't talk about people's bodies because you don't know what people are going
through. True. Very true.
Talk about everybody's body so that they get a complex too.
Right. Look, what is the worst?
No one's safe.
I think it's safe to assume that everyone on this panel has struggled with body image at some point in their life because, you know, of either the industry that we have been in or, you know, just living a fucking life. One of the worst things I think you can do to someone is when you see them or something like that, comment on the way they look. If you go, oh, you're looking healthy, that's like, oh, fatty, fat, fat, congratulations, stop eating fat, fat. Or like, oh my God, you've lost so much weight. So what was I before? A giant fucking animal? And like,
just a ton.
Don't come up to me. Don't call me big fella. Like, that's just you to my face, thinking it's okay to my face to say, hey, fat cunt, what are you doing?
Oh, now see, I would like that. I'm fine with that.
You would like being like, called fat?
Do I go, hey, you ugly pig dog? That would How be are you? Right. What happened to your face? No, I don't say that because I'm a lady. So don't talk about my body. And I want to talk about your face.
I'm a bitch.
I may be fat. I can lose the weight. Ugly is forever.
I don't know about that. I have been trying to lose the weight since I was 8 years old.
Yeah,
it's gotten better. It's gotten worse. It's never gone completely
Revenge
away.
Revenge is a good motivator, Vera. Revenge is a good motivator. All right. Before we vent to Vera, I would like to give you all a chance to have a little comment on something. And Katrina, you're going to be kind of a little bit of our specialist professional on this one. So here's this week's view from here. Now, Miss Katrina A. Johnson is no stranger to the open skies. We know that. She's flying here, there, and everywhere. We have a bit of a mixed opinion on an event that happened on a plane. Now, this day and age, we offer dietary requirements, and those usually include vegetarian options for those that don't want to eat meat. Now, this woman went to Reddit and complained. This man was on Reddit and asked if it was okay for him to bring food that he brought off the plane onto the plane. Yep, cool, no worries. There was a complaint made to the stewardess because he was sitting near a vegetarian that the smell of his food was making her uncomfortable. Yeah.
Was she forcing everybody in her entire row to eat the vegetarian option?
I don't know. Now, Katrina.
Yes.
Flight Queen Katrina.
Yes.
You obviously are not 747 material. You're like you're a highbrow lady.
Thank you.
Smells are unavoidable on a plane.
But you know what I mean? Have an opinion on this.
Go for it, girl.
Okay. So if you are opening up a bunch of fish and you are sticking up the whole cabin and other people can smell it and it's freaking raunchy, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's disgusting. Don't fucking do that. If you are opening up like a plastic container that has like chicken in it and you open it and it just smells like someone's rotted armpit, don't do that. If you open up a container of hard-boiled eggs and you're just eggs and it smells rotten, don't fucking do that. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Now, just be considerate. Be a decent human. Don't be a piece of shit. Don't have a bunch of stinky, gross shit everywhere that smells horrible. But also, on the other hand, just because you're a vegetarian doesn't mean the rest of the world doesn't eat chicken or steak or a hamburger or whatever. So I say be a good human both ways. Be considerate of everybody else because people get crazy in an airplane. Do you want them to just go postal and deck you because you're eating some stinky shit? Probably not. But also, don't impose your lifestyle on everybody else just because you're offended that he's eating meat or whatever.
Well, right. What's he? Is he eating beef jerky? That shouldn't smell bad.
But it does.
Jeff, what about you?
In my car, I had to roll down the window.
Well, wait, I was a little confused because you made it sound like he brought his meat from at home.
No, he bought it from the
plane. From
terminal.
Yeah.
I mean, so what was it?
It was a hamburger.
Probably fast food.
So she just sounds like she needs to like cool her twat.
Yes.
Sounds like she needs
sounds
a burger.
Sounds a little high maintenance. Yeah. Yeah.
That's well, when the comfortable because he's eating a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention, not to mention how many of those burgers are all soy. And fast food, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With a real meat.
Right.
I kind of, yeah, look, we've all been through that situation in a workplace where someone brings like, oh, I'm going to eat my leftover tuna casserole and heat it in a microwave for 78 years. Like a trick, you're not going to jump on and go, oh, I'm going to open up my crawfish boil. Although people, I've seen weird shit on a plane.
You deserve to get punched in the face for being
yeah.
You, well, you wouldn't put that in the work refrigerator either. You know, if you, if you brought last night's fish dinner and put it in the work refrigerator, your coworkers would be bitching.
You're a special kind of asshole. Oh,
I've worked with too many people. This girl who was a big health eater, she used to bring in, like you said, it wasn't a soy burger, but it was like a bean burger or something. And anytime she heated that up, it smelled like burning rubber. Like, I couldn't explain it. And then this other douchebag would bring in fish constantly. He goes, oh, my mom made whatever it was, some tilapia or fucking this rollatini. And I'm like, are you fucking, like, stop. There actually was an email sent out because you couldn't pop popcorn unless you were standing next to the microwave because the smell of burnt popcorn would radiate through the office. Like, again, be respectful. But again, you have to know that you're going on an airplane and, you know, you don't want to bring your rotten egg salad or there's actually an episode, a clip in The Office where Oscar brings egg salad sandwiches. He goes, dude, could you have brought anything stinkier? He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, again, you know where you're going. You know what you're doing. Don't bring your nasty food on the plane. But again, you bought a burger. I'm pretty sure he got a burger from McDonald's in the airport and brought it on the plane. And who doesn't like the smell of a McDonald's burger? Like, oh, my God.
But also, airplane will serve burgers. So that's
right. Yeah, exactly. I just, again, I feel like you're a little too, what do you call it?
Sensitive?
Yeah.
Would you like okay, I'll give you some. Chelsea Handler brought like 20 hard-boiled eggs on the plane, and it was fucking disgusting.
Ew.
No, you're also not going to argue with Chelsea, are
gonna,
you?
Was she going to share them, or was she just saving just them for her? Just for her.
What the fuck? Who eats that many eggs?
I wouldn't argue with. She was probably on keto or something.
Yeah, I bet.
But if you're on a private jet, do whatever you want. It's your plane.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
Right.
And you're not going to pick a fight with Chelsea Handler because she will bury everyone. It'll be over. Oh. It'll be over. But yeah, look, I think be a decent human. Keep your stinky foods off the plane. But don't be if you choose to be a vegetarian, yeah, I'm saying it. Choose to be a vegetarian.
Choose. To be like so considerate. You are around millions of people, different cultures, different everything when you get on a plane, and you can't control the universe around you, so you have to be prepared. And you can't go online and just bitch because somebody was eating food. Like somebody was filling their need for that day. This guy probably waited his whole life for this burger. Maybe he didn't get to eat a burger until he got to the airport
because his wife has him on a strict diet.
You know,
his wife is poisoning him at home, and it's the only food he can get.
He was Amish, and he is eating a burger. He went to McDonald's for the first time.
He's on rum.
Like the guy with the kidney.
It's crazy, this. All right. Well, look, we're going to go to someone who's never afraid to share her opinions because
everyone's entitled to it.
It's too hot. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Mira Benz. All right. Oh, she's got notes.
I got notes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Benz.
Well, it's the day of fortuitousness because as each subject is tied into another, my vent today is on spin. And as we were talking about in our opening segment, you know, people can spin things and hide the truth. And I long believed that most Americans agree on the fundamental issues that face our country. And the University of Omaha Policy Center for Policy Studies conducted a nationwide, comprehensive, bipartisan study of the things that Americans are most concerned with. And they found that as a nation, we agree on a lot. You know, the right to equal protection under the law, 91% of Americans say this is a priority to them. The right to vote, 91% of Americans say that this is a priority. Free speech, 90% of Americans believe in free speech. The right to privacy, 88% believe in the right to privacy. Freedom of religion, 84% consensus. The right to peaceful assembly, 83% consensus. The right to a free press, 77% consensus. 70% of Americans believe in the right to control your own reproductive health. The problem is the spin. With the right to equal protection under the law, we've been trained to believe that certain populations are more law-breaking than others, even though the truth is that white people and minorities commit crimes at the same rate. We've been taught that minorities commit crimes way more than white people, which is just not true. The right to vote. Everybody believes in the right to vote. Nobody's going to take away my right to vote. But there's 34% of the country does believe that there are people who shouldn't vote. And anybody of brown skin color is on that list. Free speech, 90%. 90% is a huge consensus. But 34% of the population who wants their free speech believes that you shouldn't say anything that they don't agree with. It's all about the spin, kids. Freedom of religion. 84% of the population in this country supports freedom of religion. 13% of our population is Christian evangelicals. They have made more of our laws in recent years than any other religious sect. All of the anti-gay legislation, all of the anti-abortion legislation, all of the anti-trans legislation has come from Christian evangelicals who make up 13% of our population. There's a problem here. We need to make sure that all of us are represented in all of these discussions. And the only way to do that is to vote. It's not how you vote, it's that you show up, because we do agree more than we disagree. But if the only people talking are the minority, they're the only people getting heard. So show up, vote, and make your voice known. That's my rant.
PSA, vote Vera. That's good. We like it.
Because I'm not running for anything. I don't want to be in office.
I don't think I'd
be 15 minutes late for every freaking meeting.
I have a story, but it's kind of lengthy. Do we go a little bit long, or do I save it for next week?
You're the leader of the band. You tell us.
It's juicy.
Do it.
Should we do it? Because it's going to be a little bit of one of these.
What the?
Yeah. Families are hard, right? Living with a family is hard. But what do you do when you find out that your mother, who had been living with you in your marital home, is cheating with your husband?
Haven't we done this before?
Oh, it's a different one. This is a different one. So like,
how many moms are fucking their son-in-laws?
A lot, apparently. So this is from TikToker Lacey Jane. This happened 14 years ago after she'd given birth to her daughter and had a lot of health problems afterwards. So her mum was living with them and staying in the basement after a lot of, like, after several months and, you know, getting them better back on their feet. She ended up renting a house down the block And her Lacey's mum and her husband started to carpool to work together, to and from work every day.
Lacey's mum.
So she was a little suspicious about their newfound closeness. But she didn't expect it to be the cause to like a separation. So her husband took it really personally and moved out of their home
into
her mum's house down the street.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Bad. The fuck down.
No, wait. Yeah. Then mum moved in with Lacey. So they have a fuck pad, I'm guessing. So while she was living with me, they started to get close. She started telling me about all these times he was cheating on me with all these different women. And then she made me promise not to tell him that I heard it from her. Okay. I got in my car, sped out of there, and went to confront him. When she got there, she soon realized there was more to the story. She said, hey, my mum said you've been cheating on me this entire time. Her then husband looked at me square in the eyes and said, well, why don't she tell you what her and I have been doing?
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. That's so gross.
She got home and confronted her mother, who went white with guilt. She said, you need to pack your bags, get the fuck out of my house. The mother, in her state of panic, said, your grandmother knew all about this, and I'm going to call her. You'll see. So not only is the mother fucking her son-in-law, but her mother, so Lacey's grandmother, knew all about it.
Jesus.
Lacey needs a new family. Run away, Lacey.
Start over.
Start over. Adopt a grandma. There's plenty of grandmas in nursing homes.
That family tree.
Yeah.
Right? So no, that's not the end of it. They tried to take her house off her because obviously the house was in her husband's name. They tried to get her kicked out of the house. What kind of dynasty Dallas backwards shit is this? That is some crazy fucking shit. I love it.
Special. Yeah.
I know.
Where are they from?
Alabama.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it would be acceptable there.
Yeah. But yeah, don't like anywhere. That's a special kind of betrayal, right?
It needs to be a TV show.
Not only Indianapolis, they're from. Indianapolis. Not only can you not trust your husband, you can't trust your mother, and then you can't trust your grandparents. Oh, both of them knew.
What a fucked up day. Yeah. Could you imagine calling your girlfriend and being like, listen to this shit?
Could you imagine calling your parents and saying, well, I started fucking my daughter's husband and I just needed to unload. Right. And they're like, all right, you know.
What about her dad? Please tell me her dad didn't know.
I don't know if dad was in the picture because it just said mom. So maybe dad's, maybe, yeah, there's no dad.
How does she tell, she goes on a date, right? Like, at what point?
What happened in your last relationship?
Right. What point, what date number does she finally tell somebody, that shit happened, right?
When am I going to meet your mom?
I'm thinking it's way after 5.
You're supposed to bring him to therapy with you.
At what point do you get to be honest? Because people ask questions, you know what I mean?
What do you do now?
How do you get around shit?
At that level of betrayal, would you be able to trust anybody again ever?
No, I'm leaving the country. I'm leaving the country. I'm starting over. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially grandma. Grandma trusts me over that. Then I have lost all faith in everybody.
Your grandma is your stepmom, and your great grandmother is your grandma. and great grandma
again. Yeah, your grandma twice.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, there used to be a lot of moms who were actually grandmas.
Yeah.
Back before Roe v. Wade. So
this bitch could be her sister and her daughter.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Turns out she wasn't my mom, she was my sister, so it's okay. So my mom's sister.
Or my sister, the woman I was raised.
My grandmother mother knew about it, so it's okay.
God.
We're gonna leave you to ponder that this week on Uncensored Radio because things just get more confusing, but we're here to help you try and make sense of it all. Just need a bit of an uptick on the old podcast. So if you want to listen back to our beautiful voices, you can on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, or anywhere where serviceable podcasts are found. we've got like hundreds of episodes. So you can go back in time. Last I looked, it was like 1,300 published ones. There's some that are in the vault.
There should be more than that.
There are some that are in the vault that for legal reasons cannot be.
Have we put more in the vault?
Sorry?
Have we put more in the vault?
I don't know. I'm just looking at there's a couple of the vault's a little bit full. I think we've got double-digit shows in the vault, but you know.
Unleash the beast, I tell you.
I know. One day when we're ready to set fire to the rain like Rebel Wilson, we're coming out with everyone's secrets. That'll be a good time.
We do have a lot of secrets.
We do have a lot of secrets.
We tell them all here. I have no secrets left.
Not all. We always say that the after show is the more interesting part.
And at any given time, we did have 8 shows on a week.
Yeah, we did. There was a while where
we used to have 5
way overcommitted.
We used to do this show 5 nights a week.
Yep.
And then there was 8 other shows on a week. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of shit. Wow.
Yeah.
It was busy.
That was
if you
creamy.
Want to go back and live through all of that, if you could live through the early noughties audio quality, you could see you could listen to all that. Everyone sounds so young and full of hope. What happened? We will be back next week. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Trainer A. Johnston. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you all soon on Uncensored Radio, kids. Bye-bye.
Luke is the messy bye.
Who are these people? Who are those people? I don't know her. She doesn't even know her.
And as Katrina alluded to before, stay tuned for some very interesting celebrity interviews coming soon.